You're listening to RPG Philosophy. I'm your host, Allison Lowe, and this is episode number one. Today's episode is titled Postmodern Dungeons and Dragons. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. D&D rules had a huge impact on computer role-playing, but that has taken an increasingly deadly bite out of it. Wizards of the Coast took over Dungeons & Dragons after the first edition proved to be more than a little polarizing. What the new edition ultimately did was filter it down to the game's most popular game, Dungeons & Dragons 2.0, and it's still one of my favorite games, so we want to get research and development back on track, and we're actively looking for community input to do that. If you had any advice for a writer who wanted to write for Wizards of the Coast, what would it be? If I had to give advice to any writer who wanted to write for her, it would be this one. The Guild is an online marketplace that allows authors to use D&D IP to create their own tabletop RPG specifically for the McElroys. It is widely regarded as the most commercially popular role-playing game and is used as a place to recruit new authors. How best to familiarize oneself with the process of building a role-playing game product? Tor.com is staging a competition to explore what Gygax and Arneson drew on when they constructed the role-playing game in the early 1970s. Check out the D&D and LOTR books and the comic series Dungeons & Dragons for more information on the magic formula. Role-playing games you can play refer to characters like Aragorn from the LOTR universe, but also to other fantasy and science fiction books. In the early 1970s and early 1980s, many noir and science fiction films were used to heighten the tension, especially in Star Wars. The squirming tentacles of the Cuttle Command spacecraft lie beneath the surface, and viewers know how to react. They think they have it all, sit back with a bit of popcorn and get complacent, but now a dragon-marked gnome is driving a lightning bolt, powered elemental trains are hitting them with big guns to make them complacent, while Tarko allows Slicer to play with the store owner, it puts DM at a disadvantage, but Griffin feels guilty about giving him the sword anyway, so he quietly buys the item and then uses it furiously. He exchanges anger, takes the button, turns it to 11, breaks it, throws it through the porthole, and it breaks. The narrative power is partly limited by the randomness of the dice, but the success of a player's actions ultimately depends on how high a number he rolls and how his actions shape the various modifiers controlled by DM. A player could describe what his actions might have been and how the FA reacted. This creates delicious dramatic irony when players know things about their characters that they shouldn't know, or when the narrative has to be juggled around to make sense. The best moments in the TAS happen when DM is caught off guard, wary of the decisions of the players, who learn how to destabilize the world through the fiction they invent. When Merle starts to fall from the side of an elevator platform, he has to make a skill-saving roll of the dice to see if he can grab the edge. It is a strange conditional omniscience in which four authors are instructed to tell the story as fulfilling as possible. When you see the game is in real time, googling around with a table of friends, you can get an interested viewer without having to worry about its complexity. It's like a game where your friends go back and forth and add words at a time to build a sentence. With live broadcasts, the digital age offers new opportunities for players to participate in D&D. Meetup.com is a good starting point for anyone who wants to participate in the game. D&D Beyond is D&D's web-based service that provides a digital rulebook and can even create a character for free. You can play a game of Dungeons & Dragons, Dungeons & Dragons 2.0 or any of the other popular games. Of course you can play almost any game, but I chose D&D because I'm a fan of Order of the Stick. The game can be transformed into a transcendental, unaesthetic game in which players stumble in a way to manipulate outer reality and become part of a new world, a world they have created themselves. If you remember that YIIK is an RPG, the gameplay covers the other half of my complaints. Turn-based combat is standard, except for the way attacks are executed. The game leans heavily on Final Fantasy VII, although there are no limits, breakers can be found here, all attacks and the use of special abilities require mastery of a micro-game that reminds me of WarioWare, but with a little more depth and much more fun. This was Postmodern Dungeons & Dragons, by RPG Philosophy, and this was episode number 1. My name is Allison Lowe, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.